Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Traditionally, fly fishing has been a cold water fishing for me for trout across America. But in recent years, two new avenues have opened up for fly fishermen and women. And I'm going to tell you right now, we always call it fly fishermen, but in our country, actually across the world, fly fishing with women has grown dramatically. So there's the two types that have grown out of, I guess, our need for more fishing. One is fly fishing for large and smallmouth bass. That's not what this show is about, but I'm sure that one day there shall be a show on that as well. This one is about saltwater fly fishing. Well, catching a bluefish or a striped bass from the surfer boat on a fly rod, I'm going to let you know, is just absolutely awesome. Give you a real cool example. I've used this one before. I was out with Dr. Bob, his son Matthew. Matthew at the time was probably about 10, 11 years old. And we were kayaking through the Sedge Islands from island to island. And we'd stop, and all of a sudden, some smaller blues, you know, I'd say pound, 2 pound. And just so you know this, I always say this, bluefish and stripers, they hit like they've never eaten before in their life. So Dr. Bob and Matthew, they've got spin rods, and I've got a saltwater fly rod. And I'm telling you, I'm having a ball. So are they, by the way. And I get Matthew on his first, I guess it was about a 2 pound. See, I'm so excited to talk about the story. On his first, like, 2 pound bluefish. That's it. I got to figure out a color. Redfish, bluefish, Dr. Seuss. Anyway, his first bluefish. And you could see the excitement on his face. Hey, he already caught one on a spin rod. He caught a few on a spin rod. But when it's on that fly rod and you got the battle, there is nothing like it at all. The key ingredient in successful saltwater fly fishing is learning how to load the line correctly. Someone who has made the jump from, like me, think about this, I use a 4-weight, I even have a 3 for, you know, a real small enclosed tree, because many streams in the Northeast are just covered in trees. So you need, sometimes even use a 3-weight, and I'm typically using my 5-weight. And then all of a sudden you're bouncing up to an 8, 9, or 10-weight rod. And there's a huge learning curve. And the example I give you on this one was, I was fishing with my good friend, Coach Gorski, brilliant fisherman, and his best friend up there in Cape Cod, who's a fishing guide, Steve Keen. And I've learned a lot from Steve. Well, let me just say this. He's a unique type of fishing guide because he's a kayak fishing guide. He tells you up front that this is a kayaking adventure, meaning that you're going to do lots of paddling, but he's going to get you to places via... See, I spoke one time at a outdoor show, and it was using your kayak to get to your adventure destination. And this is really what Steve does. And you will paddle to an area. He will get you out. Most times you're wading in water or you're on a little island somewhere up in the Cape and you begin to fly fish from there. He helped me with a common problem that novice saltwater fly fishermen have. Remember, I fly fished across this country many times, but with those smaller weighted rods. And now you get a saltwater fly rod. It feels like you're holding a tree trunk in your hand compared to a 5-weight freshwater rod. The key thing, Steve discusses how to load the line in the back cast and then load more on the front cast. This was a big help. Once you can load the line, and you can load the line, I'll say this, correctly, then getting your back cast and your forward cast with that line loading, it is, hey, it is obviously identical to then the motions of fishing. I mean, by the way, I'm in the studio, and what am I doing? I'm actually, with one hand, I'm holding notes because I'm a note-taking guy. And the other hand, as I'm talking about loading line, I'm moving my other hand back and forth as if I have a fly rod in my hand. But I'd like to say yes, but no. That's only when we do our sessions on the road that I could be doing it near a pond or a river or the ocean somewhere. Steve also has, and he's just a funny, unique guy, and he has many number one rules. So sometimes he'll just tell you something, he goes, my number one rule is, and he says something. And 10 minutes later, an hour later, he'll go, well, my number one rule is, so you always listen to his number one rules because they're important. And the one I loved is, his number one rule is never leave fish to get on fish. Because sometimes you get these reports, oh, there's great fishing over here, and you're already catching fish. So why are you going to leave what you have for the prospects of maybe you might catch some fish somewhere else? So I love that one. So quick story. We're out. Steve has taken us out on one of the small little islands off the Cape. We're out there fishing. Coach, myself, Steve, having a great time, learning lots from Steve, as I say, I always do. And we're out there fishing, and because, hey, I'm the environmental scientist, so I see what's going on, and I see a storm, and I go, all right, guys, we got to go right now. And they're like everyone else who I've ever fished with, it's like, what do you mean? We got to go. And they're going, but there's more. And no. I read the sky. I know it's going to go on. So in a matter of 10 minutes, because we're already packed up in the kayaks, in a matter of 10 minutes, the winds are howling. The waves are like monstrous. And it's funny, there's only one thing I have a problem with the ocean is I get seasick instantly. So we are now battling wind, battling waves, and the wind happened to be against us, of course. So we are, and the waves are up and down and up and down and up and down, and we're trying to paddle back to mainland, and they are ahead of me, and I am getting green faced while I'm paddling. And I literally, not an exaggeration, I just started to sing out loud. I started to pray out loud and just said, okay, just take your mind off of what you're doing. So I am now in the middle of a channel. The waves are monstrous. And I'm like, could see the other side. And I'm going, yes, yes, it's teeming rain. And up the middle of the channel comes a whale watching boat. And they can't see in the storm, headed right for me. It is now going to cut me in half. So I actually stop paddling. The wind blows me back probably about 50 feet because that's how strong they were. And the boat comes through, creates this monstrous swell, just what my stomach needed as it raised me all the way up and then all the way down. It wasn't good for my belly, I'll say that. And then you had a little bit more of the wake coming through after that. But I just kept paddling. Hey, it blew me back 50 feet, so it meant 50 more feet of battling through. And I finally get to the other side. And I am not exaggerating. Steve and Coach are already on the shore. I get there. And they're just got a big old smile on their face because the water didn't bother them. They know that I am yellow. And these are the times in life where you can have a little fun with your friends. And I'm saying, as quick as that storm came in, I'd say a half hour later, the storm just blew out, gone. So these guys jump back in their kayaks and are fishing in the channel. Me, I am propped up against the tire of my truck, sitting in the sand, legs straight out. And I decided that I was done for the day at that time. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So I'll say this. To gear up, so if you've never saltwater fly fished before, this becomes a new expense. So I'm going to let you know that. And again, I always say it this way. Go slow. Hey, you know what? Things cost money. See what you can afford. But you're going to eventually you're going to end up with one or two saltwater fly rods, which means you need two or three fly reels because you at least need weight forward line. And for those of you that are fly fishermen, the line is actually what takes the fly out. And then you actually need some sinking tip line as well. There is a stripping basket for those of you. On the boat, if you don't and you strip onto the deck of a boat, that's fine. But when you're in the water, you need a stripping basket. And if you go online and YouTube some of it, you'll see exactly what you need. And I have a great one by Orvis. And you're going to need a whole new assortment of flies and obviously some fly boxes. For me, I actually use a pair of Tevis sandals because you could use waders out in the water. But hey, if it's summer water and I am fishing, well, then guess what? I'm in a pair of swim trunks and Tevis sandals and a long sleeve tee. I always wear long sleeve tees because I do always wear a hat, sunglasses. I do put sunblock on. And I have SPF 50 shirts that I put on, so I make sure that I am safe out there. And hydration, see, here's the fun thing: hydration and energy, we need them all the time, and people tend to forget that. Make sure that you load with your gear for the day, enough water for the day for you. And I always bring extra water because I know some of my fishing compadres may not have it, and I always bring some extra food, especially when I'm with Dr. Bob, because he's always going to read my food. Because Dr. Bob, you know, the saying always is somebody's got a tapeworm. I think he does. So I'm going to let you know that as you're purchasing all this gear, and you're going to learn as you go slow. Give a call. Ask the experts at Ramsey Outdoor. They all fish freshwater. They also fish the ocean as well. Well, from the surf, which I've done a lot of, or by boat. One of my other good friends, Captain Jim Frieda. If you go out on Captain Jim's boat, I mean, he's brilliant with spin gear, but there's a brilliance to him as well because he's an expert fly fisherman. He's written a number of books. For those of you that recognize the name Captain Jim Frieda because you get On the Water magazine, Captain Jim writes often for them. Captain Jim, see, I always say, anytime I go somewhere for the first time, I want to go with a fishing guide. And does that also cost extra money? Yes. Well, you're going to learn the exact fishing spots. Like if I'm fishing, I mean, I fish Yellowstone 80 million jillion times. But the first time I fished a specific spot, I had a guide out there because I wanted to learn the perfect places to fish. And then you're always learning from them as well. Well, Captain Jim would also be one of those guys. So here I am. One day, I'm with my fly rod on my own. I'm standing in waist-deep water, Tevis sandals, as I just described, and I'm there. And all of a sudden, a harbor seal, about 300 pounds, swims right up, like pops his head out of the water about 10 feet from me, looks at me, smiles, dips down back into the water, and takes off. Well, I'm going to let you know that that's what I love about nature. Every day is a new adventure. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.